Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Can you imagine a place where all the trials and tribulations of the world don't exist? Place. But right now it only exists in man's mind, because the reality of it is that until the time comes for you to get there, you can only picture it. So what I want to do is try to give you a sneak preview of my perception. And peace felt daily. A place where your children and babies can play safely. Where people genuinely believe in being friendly. No such thing as hatred and no memory of envy. With no problems to face every morning when you awaken. You can sleep with doors wide open and nobody will break in. Where love's force field is too solid to be shaken. Where each child grows up to be great women and great men. No depression, the loneliness, and no sad moments. Full grown who've never heard of being homeless, where we manifest our gifts and no dream is too distant, and there are no hospitals cause sickness is non-existent, and love perpetuates itself while no child suffers, and treatment of one another's not based around color, and you'll never hear slander come from anyone's tongue, and 100 years old is still considered young.
In a perfect world, there would be no pain.
In a perfect world,
no stress, no strain.
In a perfect world,
we would all be wise and see the whole world through God's eyes.
In a perfect world,
no war, no crime.
In a perfect world,
we would share one mind.
In a perfect world,
and all we see is peace and real L-O-V-E.
Nations wouldn't verbally spar with one another.
No.
Point out flaws or seek to go to war with each other. Person has a place in the perfect destined to flourish. No child has ever hurt or malnourished. Money is worthless. We learn in the most spiritually advanced schools. Everything is done God's way. No man-made rules. And poverty is no longer in man's vocabulary. Erased from human thought, recollection, or dictionary. No dream, the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. Every living being gleaming with infinite self-esteem. And belief in the all-wise ruler and best planner. We walk the planet in the most harmonious manner. Where those who rest in here get uncountable blessings. Total strength to trustworthy with your most prized possession. If a man gives his word, he keeps it with no deception. And a mind full of knowledge is the only loaded weapon.
In a perfect world, there would be no pain.
In a perfect world,
no stress, no strain.
In a perfect world,
we would all be wise and see the whole world through God's eyes.
In a perfect world,
no war, no crime.
In a perfect world,
we would share one mind.
In a perfect world,
and all we see is peace and real L-O-V-E.
Is this heaven or the hereafter? The geographical area post-rapture. The book of life's unclear chapter. If it's in the sky, then who derived it? Find someone who's ever died and visualized it, then return here to describe it. Since none have carried out that mission, the question isn't if it's real. The question is it a place or a condition? See, heaven has a great description, but men exaggerate and create division. Make up written lies and fabricate depictions. So stop imagining and understand the basics. Your placement in a heavenly state is self-created. That old statement, life is what you make it, is a true one. Your old existence, erase it and replace it with a new one. See, years of resentment left your progress restricted. New love can never move into your heart till hate is evicted. And this place that I've pictured, look inside if you're wondering where is it. You don't have to give your spirit up to visit.
In a perfect world, there would be no pain.
In a perfect world,
no stress, no strain.
In a perfect
All right. Good evening, everyone. How is everyone doing this evening?
Good.
All is well.
All is well.
All right. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is their divine reminder, and I miss, and I greet you all, and I greet and wear the peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, man.
Okay, welcome to Young, Gifted, and Black, and tonight we're having our pre-Savior's Day concert in tribute to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So for all of you who are on as artists, let me give you the rundown of how this is going to work. We're going to have you on, and we're going to get a short, brief interview from you, and you're going to introduce your song and tell us the inspiration for your song, and then we're going to play your song, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to make any expression that you choose to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, and this show will actually be presented to him by our beloved Supreme Captain Brother Mustafa Farrakhan Muhammad. And at the end, you know, during the last 15 minutes, for all of you new artists who are just now joining us, we're going to go into our freestyle. So please, right now, allow me to introduce our host for tonight's show. He's one of the founders of the Ranks Group in Chicago, but I'll let him introduce himself so he can tell you more about himself than I can. So I will present to you Brother Arvind Muhammad out of Chicago, Illinois. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Arvind.
Alaikum salam. What's up, everybody? We got a nice show tonight. How everybody doing?
Fine, sir.
Everybody good, sir.
Good. We got a nice show tonight. We got a poet from Chicago. Her name is Chloe. She's going to give us something. We're going to bring her up first. Then we got Dawee, a hip-hop artist from Chicago. We got Gat Turner, another hip-hop artist from Milwaukee. We have AK-47, two young hip-hop artists that are doing big things right now. All right. So right now we're going.
Yes, sir. And also, Brother Arvind, you know, we had a hard time communicating this week, so I want to also present Brother DeJuan. I don't know where he's from. He's going to kill me.
Los Angeles.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother DeJuan. And I have one of my favorite little brothers. I just love him so much. He's going by the name Vince Bryan, but of course, affectionately, I call him Leonardo. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Leonardo.
Well, Islam, sister, how you doing? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. And also, we have Queen Vanessa with us, and we're going to have an interview with Sister Vanessa. She's going to tell us what she's doing. So come on up here front and center, Sister Vanessa, and just get a greeting to the people.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. And we also have with us Brother Frank, and I think he's from your hometown, Brother Arvind, and Brother Frank is going to give us some spoken word. So, Brother Frank.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Okay, all right, and we're going to have one of our godfathers, Problem 13. He's going to join us later. And that song that started the beginning of the show was by another one of our godfathers, Kay Reno, who could not be with us tonight because he's actually in concert. And so that was his song that he wanted to share with us tonight. And the message from Kay Reno to Minister Farrakhan is simply, thank you. So that was from one of our godfathers, Kay Reno. So, all right, Brother Arvind, take it away.
All right. How everybody doing? First, we're going to bring up a hip-hop artist, Dawee Jamil. Dawee, what's happening?
I'm ready, Brother
Arvind. How you feel, Brother Dawee?
I'm good, Brother. How you feel?
Good.
Hey,
Brother
Dawee. Man, what's wrong? Who that?
Brother Frank, bro. What's the word?
Man, I'm cooling, brother. Frank, what's the word with you, man? I'm cooling, brother. I'm at the studio right now, baby.
How's everything going, Dawee? Glad to have you on the show today.
Man, likewise, brother. I'm glad to be on it, man. Glad to be on it. It's my honor.
It's just about time, brother.
Yes, sir, brother.
Great thing. Hey, all right, Dawid. So you're a hip-hop artist from Chicago, man, and we just want to have you introduce yourself to everybody and tell everybody what you're doing.
Yes. I can welcome everybody, you know what I'm saying, all my Muslim family from across the nation. How y'all feel? I'm Brother Dawid from Chicago. Hip-hop artist extraordinaire. nah, just hip-hop artist, man. I'm just out here grinding, trying to put myself on the map, you know what I'm saying, through the teachers, through music. That's pretty much in a nutshell.
All right. So you got a new song you're going to play today for us, man, called Today Is Crazy. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh, Today Is Crazy, man. I actually wrote that song last summer. Yeah, the summer before last, because this past summer was the last summer. The summer before last, I wrote that song, and it was based on Chicago, you know, all these killings that be here. Like, every time it heat up, like, as soon as it get warm, I mean, like, if it break over 50 degrees, somebody die. So I was just like, man, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, every time it get warm, somebody die. And to me, I was like, man, that's crazy. And then that's how I came up with the hook. I was riding that Lakeshore Drive, and I heard about a shooting on the radio, and I came up with the hook. It's produced by Brother Tim Six, you know what I'm saying? He killed the track, and it's produced by him, and I came up, and I just stopped speaking from my heart, man, that's all.
All right, that's what's up, man, that's what's up. So what else, what you doing with your hip-hop talent, man? You got anything going on, you know, in the past? You got anything you're working on now, anything new?
Yeah, I'm working on my mixtape right now. It's called Every Man for Himself, The Chicago State of Mind. And it's going to be sort of like, it's going to almost be like a compilation album, because even though it's titled Every Man for Himself, it's more of a unification album I'm trying to put forth, where I'm trying to incorporate a lot of Chicago artists, not just nation-based, but just Chicago artists I know throughout the city. And I'm just trying to get everybody on one accord. I'm trying my best to show everybody the power of unity, that if we unify and team up together, man, we can become launching pads for each other, man. And so I'm working on that as we speak. I'm primarily done with it outside of I'm waiting on Propagandist. He owed me a feature. AK-47 owed me a feature. AB Knowledge owed me a feature. Like, I'm waiting on my features. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done, but the brothers owe me features, because I'm not letting nobody slide without it. That's my word. Ain't nobody getting away. I'm going to force you into unity if I got to.
Right. You ain't on my feature too, man. You forgot me, man.
Hey, Arvis, you a shoe-in, but you've been dodging too. You a shoe-in, though, but you've been dodging too. I mean, we talk all the time. So, yeah, I'm getting everybody. It ain't no child left behind.
That's what's up, man. So, I mean, the producer that you're working with out of Chicago on the South Side is a pretty known producer, man, who worked and helped launch the careers of some big people, you know, who are big today. So tell us a little bit about that. Who you working with?
Oh, I'm working with Red Zeta. Red Zeta, he's a longtime friend of mine. He has worked on the album, and he's worked with he's worked with other producers, No ID, Kanye. I'm also working close with a brother of mine named Ev Sway. He's worked with Kanye. He's worked with No ID. And I got another brother who I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with this cat called Extreme. It's this dude called Extreme, and Extreme is responsible for a lot of music. Like, a lot of people don't know he got production on Music Soul Child album, but I'm working with his understudy. His understudy is he's from Chicago, but he's staying right now in Maryland, Virginia. His name is Skinny Man, and like, I got, like I said, I'm trying to get Tim back on action. No, Tim is on the album again. I got an array, as well as I'm using the industry beat. Trust me, man, y'all gonna love it. Y'all gonna love the new album, man, coming. You know, it's a different twist. Y'all gonna love it.
All right, that's good, man. So we're gonna play your song real quick called Today Is Crazy. Everybody check it out.
Today I BS you not, I impress a lot. I step in the spot, energy that I give off. Electric shock, Satan's plan executed perfect. Check the plot, crime and sex on the block. The worst, the message got. My life bulb on average, 24 billion watts. Children fear foolishness, they fool for the cops. Beef in the street eating good. Get your spot, check your pot, now you in a sale. Lock your rock, rated in the daytime. The whole block watch, knowing that the ones at the bottom don't seek the top. F a piece of pie, they want the whole pie. And the pop, and the chips, and the dip. Icy up, free pop. These days a baby plan outside, get grazed and blazed. Put in a grave. This shit is insane. Bodies get collected, life not respected. Death or jail, the only thing expected. Today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is, today is, today is, today is, today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is, today is, today is, today is madness, sadness, all about the cash. You are already know for him to eat, you getting blasted off the Atlas. Never know when your numbers up, your best bet. Get with God, brother, you can come with us. Black on black in America is rewinded up. Due to the hate, the self, and ignorance that sponsors us. Get so high and drunk, anger get conjured up. We don't see us, family, we turn on us. Suicidal genocide, far and wide. Caused by the enemy, these cowards duck and hide. In the street, nothing sweet, all about Duncan Hines. Either you dunking a ball, selling weight on Nixon dime. To be the hardest nigga, be a heartless nigga. Pick apart a nigga, pull an iron out, start your nigga. They get shipped off, just like cargo. Niggas don't realize that they ain't real killers. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, crazy. Crazy, today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is crazy, crazy, crazy. Today is, today is, today is, today is horrifying. God, we not glorifying, more defiant, rebellious, not pious, the most highest. Raised Messiah, left his reminder to remove our blinders. But we don't want to see the truth, so we gotta stand up. If you really goon, show us some nuts, man up. Police jam us up, brutalize on camera. The court system modern day, Ku Klux Klan up. Hanged us, banged us, renamed us. Divided us like division and niggas are the remainders. So if you do the math, you can see the path. You walking on, any day can be your last. Don't gamble with your life, babe, bruh. The beast appetite is vicious. You'll get ate up, straight up. You ain't tough just cause you spread up your own block. Killing by neighbor. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's, today it's crazy, man.
All right, that was hot, that was hot.
Praise be to Allah, praise be to Allah.
So tell us about that song, man. How did you come about thinking about the lyrics to write for that song?
Yeah, it's really from the heart, man. You know, man, I was blessed, man. Well, yeah, it's a blessing. I was blessed to that Allah, he brought me up right in the midst of all the tragic things that happened in Chicago. Like, I wasn't sheltered away from it, but at the same time, he protected me so that I didn't get caught up. So like you know, like things like the hood took me under. The hood never took me under, you know. So, but I was able to when I was young, I was part of the Gangsta Disciples Nation. So I game bang. I did certain things, so it allowed me that when I spoke, that I was able to speak from a relative standpoint. It wasn't just hearsay or anything like that. It was more reenactment than just rapping. So it was just really from the heart, man. Just, and also along with the teachings, man. You know, the teachings bring you so, like, it gives you understanding of all the things you have done. You did something wrong, it gives you understanding on those things, and it gives you understanding on our people. So I was able to just speak to my heart as how it relates to what they're doing and what I'm seeing and the little things that I've done, and I just meshed it all together. That to say, you know, today is crazy. How do I know? Because I was a part of that crazy. I was a part of that madness. That's how I know. You know what I'm saying? So when I go talk to our youth, our youngins, whatever, you know, they can't tell me too much that I don't even, if I haven't done it already, that
right.
I know somebody who did it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So I got family members who did jail time and this, that, and other. And so it's like, you can't, you know, I'm right there with them, but I'm not of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm right there. I know them, but I'm not of them. So it just helped me relate better. So I just spoke from the heart and truth, brother.
All right, that's what's up, man. So have you ever performed that song anywhere?
You know what? No, I have not. I'm sorry. I did. I performed it at the Rap Factory like 2 months ago. Like two months ago at the Rap Factory, I opened up for Substance. Man, we killed it. You know what I'm saying? And what was so crazy is that, like, I didn't know the reaction because that was my first time. So I was like, you know, I'm nervous. Like, man, I wonder if they're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a crowd full of white people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, I wonder if they're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they most definitely did. You know what I'm saying? Because the hook is, you know, it's real easy. It's real catchy. You know what I'm saying? So it went over well, man. I just thank Allah, brother, for speaking through me like that. Because it's his gift. It ain't mine.
All right, that's what's up, man. So do you think you'll really be able to reach people through that song right there, man? Because there's a lot of people out there that's young, that's out there wilding out, man, and they love music, of course. Everybody loves music. So you think they might hear that song and be like, you know what, man, let me slow down a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Not only that song, but a few other songs. But in particular, that song, man, you know, me and Brother Ed, we're going to work on some visuals for that, man. Me and Stay Focused Media, we're going to work on some visuals for that. And once we get visuals for that, man, and we really start to market that thing a little bit better, because that's the thing, you know, because the market strategy that I put behind it, it wasn't the best. So we're just going to double up on that and put some visuals behind that. And then we watch how that thing pop off, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, today is crazy. So it's like it's not like I'm making something up. You know what I'm saying? So no, you good. So I'm sorry, Arvin. Go. Oh, no problem. I sure have it.
Is it up here?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I believe it is. Yeah, so sorry about that, y'all, but I'm at the studio, so you know. But it, like I say, it's not something I made up. So people, you know, if you speak from the heart, man, that's how I feel like Pac came over. That he spoke from the heart, you know what I'm saying? And when you speak from the heart, man, people gotta feel you. If it's true, it's true.
Exactly.
That's why we love the minister.
Right.
We love the minister because not only is it true, but he speaks it from his heart. He's not speaking from some place that he hasn't been. You know what I'm saying? So when whatever you're going through, man, the minister done been through that. You know, God made him like that. You know what I'm saying? God made us all like that for each other. So I'm just a reflection of my brother in the street as well in the nation, man. And so I'm just trying to help out in the cause, brother. So I most definitely believe that Allah gonna bless, and then yeah, we're gonna be able to get that phone to help some lives. Most definitely.
That's good, man. That's good. Cause actually, a lot of people have been requesting some of your music, man. I got a call from a radio station in Detroit that heard the show, and they requested your music, and I actually sent them your music, man. So they out there bumping in Detroit right now.
Man, praise be to Allah, man. Shout out to Maz number one, man. Shout out to Maz number one, most definitely.
That's what's up. Now, you got another song. It's a more hip-hop feel to it called Keep It On Deck, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Tell us about that one, man. How you put that one together?
Keep It On Deck, man. You know, when I heard the track, my guy Red Vader, he made the track. And when I heard the track, it was just had a party feel to it, you know, like, and I ain't no stranger to parties. So
right.
it had a party feel, and me, I'm a lyricist, but I wasn't going to go into like full party rapping, and because I don't drink, you know, I don't smoke, I don't do none of these things. So I just said, you know what, I'll put some swag on it, I'll style on the track, and just let it be what it be. You know what I'm saying? I'll come up with a nice little catchy hook. And it was just one of them feel-good joints, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't necessarily have a message, but it just feels good. It just, you know what, if you just want to go and you had a function, you know what I'm saying, y'all got the music playing and a barbecue or whatever, you put that on, it just feels good. That's all. I just wanted a song that felt good.
Right, some real hip-hop stuff, right?
Exactly, because hip-hop started like a party. You know, it started as a message, but it also started as a party. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is like a big party. So I just wanted a party song. That's pretty much it.
That's what's up, man. So I'm going to play this song real quick, this new hit. It's actually a new single, right?
Man, it's the single. It's the first single for Every Man for Himself, and I'm going to come with another single, a hard one, and then we're going to take it from there.
All right, that's what's up, man. So I'm about to play this single for everybody. This is called Keep It On Deck. Keep It On Deck. Check it out.
We gonna keep it on deck tonight, baby.
I'm the best at that it. Come too far on this side, get a fat lip. I rap slick with a mathematic tactic. The flow code, according, you gon' need chapstick. Practice makes perfect, or is it perfect practice? Purposely burn them third degree turners to dust and ashes. Law of averages, I'm above what averages. Larger than Arabic, you mini like Annapolis. Funny looking like caricatures, softer than velour. I don't consort, y'all trivial like sports, slam, slam. Cause mayhem, addressing you rappers like yes ma'am. Get you in the spirit like seances. You childlike like a crayon is, I'm Napalm. You ladylike, like Avon is, I'm like Avon. Barksdale, make your heart swell, brother, stay calm. You hate it, the streets show me love like Faison. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD, play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD, play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck. I'm on the market, roll out the white carpet. First class flights to where the waters, where the sharks swim. Marvelous, marble floors in all the offices. Wordplay is monstrous, demeanor so dominant. God's power we harnessing. Successful goals and accomplishments. Brody's bomb plus promises. Bring profits in, like Rashid in 94, that's common sense. I'm so uncommon with the spit. Gotta make a new lane, I'm the pilot of my plane. Like my own flame, burning up the game. I ain't concerned with names, minds hold weight. On the track, I'm a train, unstoppable force, immovable object, 360 degrees in knowledge, you a course in college, of course where I'm in, shine bright, ultraviolet, ultraviolet, bring peace is my assignment, don't mix us up like hybrids, the lemon lime deals, they ain't complete, like homework, I'm number 9, kid, open your eyelids, read the fine print, what I invent, take time spent, end result, timeless, now get behind it, my fans know I excel, when I call, they trick to their phones like next pill, sex sales, but that's the wrong purpose. I get a track of boost, and I ain't talking phone service. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD. Play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD. Play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck.
Dawid, thanks for calling on in for the station, man.
Man, absolutely, brother, man. Thank you for having me, man. Like, brother, I think you've been such a big help, brother. I thank a lot for you, truly, man. You've been, man, brother. Like, words really can't even express it, man. You've been, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm older than you, but you've been my big brother lately, truly. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody, all the artists around in the nation, man. Y'all inspired me. Literally, y'all know. Y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all probably, I ain't never heard of his brother, this, that, and the other, but believe me, man, all y'all inspired me, man. The sister in the Honda, Prime 13, the other brother out of Houston. You get that, man? Y'all inspired me, man. I never knew it was just me, the artist in the nation striving. And so I'm just thankful, man, that y'all wouldn't even think to include me.
That's what's up, man. Alright, we're gonna keep you locked, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Anytime we have another show.
Okay, wait a minute. Does he have a message he wanna give to the minister? Cause he is gonna get this show.
Oh, wow. That's a curveball. Man, the only message that I can give to the minister is thank you, Brother Minister, for standing up and rebuilding the most honorable Muhammad's work. Thank you so much. Without that, I would not be here. I know that. And I thank you, Brother Minister, for all you've done in the hip-hop community and inspiring artists, because I always thought that to do hip-hop, I couldn't be a Muslim or I couldn't join a nation. And when the minister cleared that up, I was so thankful. He lifted a weight off my shoulders. You know, the minister lifted a weight off my shoulders by saying that. So due to the minister, I've been able, I'm the artist I am because of a lot of work through the Honorable Minister of Farrakhan, period. I'm the artist I am, and I'm striving hard to make my word bond and its cause through music. You know, that's my way of showing my devotion. And I'm just, you know, Brother Minister, I love
you. All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Nice.
Okay. I'm going to bring up another artist, and this is the first time this brother has been on this show, but we want to welcome him with open arms and love, and we're going to have Brother DeJuan come down front and center soldier, introduce yourself and tell us something about your show.
Peace. This is Brother DeJuan from Los Angeles, California, and got this song called Muhammad Ranks. From my mixtape, which was just released on the 12th of February. It's called Black Jaguar, the Revolutionary Tape. I can check this out right now. I hope y'all like it.
Okay. Is that the song you sent me, Brother DeJuan?
Yes, ma'am. You got another song?
I got a song called On the Run. Is that yours?
Yeah, that's the name of the file, but that's the name of the song. It's called Muhammad Ranks.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. All right. Okay,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, brother.
Yes,
Here we go.
Thank you.
What you working for? Going hard. A big house, a new car. Live your life like a Hollywood star. But do you know who you are? Or do you know what your purpose on earth is? All the materials you worship is worthless. It ain't about money, cars, and clothes, and everything they glitter ain't gold.
Hustle, 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 hustle. What are you hustling for?
Good question.
You say it's all about the money and not perfection of your soul. In the gutter where your mind at? Ooh, I bet the devil like that.
Punchline, spiritual warrior, live from the front line. My third eye is precise as a bird's eye. Everything looks small, that's what I call fly. Before your past words gotta decode it, I'm lyrical with minds. Witness the explosion. The mouthpiece carries 16 rounds. Every 16 bars, another MC down.
do what I wanna do. The architect told me to destroy all you sellouts and who you sold it to. I came to bring the game, freedom and justice. Ain't no equality, ain't nobody hot as me. The techniques and bias of my survival. Lyrically, I can go my life unrivaled. Microphone checker, the diabolic one is the oppressor. But in this case, we the aggressors. I'm on the higher echelon, enlightenment. The sun is absorbed by my melanin. Black Jaguars, we the best, gotta represent. Devils hate to see a black man with intelligence. Praise to Allah, I deliver the message with poetic justice, rhythm and eloquence. He left his message with those who believe it happened in the divine rhyme scheme of things. They won't beef, but I'm a vegetarian. One nation under God, soldier, Samaritan. Now everybody raise your right hand and say, permission to fall in to Muhammad right. That's right. Yes, ma'am.
That track is so hot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm just loving that. What? So tell me, what was the inspiration for that?
Well, you know, just coming from the mind of a FOI, everything is military. You know, the black man is God. And, you know, life is war, and we got the devil on the run. I just took the whole, you know, military mentality. You know, I got the hook from the Muhammad ranks, and I just took that whole energy and applied it in the form of war, which is in the mind and for the mind. And that's, you know, pretty much what the whole mixtape is about. It's about revolution. And it's an experiment we're going to take from here. And, you know, I'm glad you like it. And it's, you know, it get great later.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, you know what? I'm going to do something that Brother Arvin didn't do because I just like to do stuff like this. So I have opened up the phone line, and I want people to just give Brother DeJuan some feedback on that song. So we're going to talk to one of our legendary artists, Brother Vince Leonardo Bryant. Brother Bryant, what you think about that song?
Sister, I'm just back here vibing, you know, coming from the South. You know, they have us like in one little section, like we don't listen to everybody else. But I love that West Coast sound. I can hear the brother's powerful message. I mean, being a part of the FOI, we understand that military structure is definitely a motivation in keeping the brothers inspired. So I really love what I heard. The brother is on it. I mean, it's his spirit. You can feel it through the track. You can feel the lyrics. And I salute you, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Original salute and retire.
Yes, I love his track. Come on, Sister Vanessa, tell us about what you think about that song.
I definitely enjoyed the song. You know, one of the biggest things that I listen for when a song comes on is the content. And is it going to help our community? So I'm hearing that in the song. And that, to me, that's something I'm going to want to hear over and over again. So definitely I appreciate the song. And I say, brother, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. And we love your swag. And where did you get that voice from, Brother DeJuan? Is that a practice or is that you?
I don't know. I guess it's just, I like to say it for Allah, but, you know, that's my vocal cords, though, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. We thought you were just trying to be cool or something. All right. Okay. Okay. Does anybody else want to come in on Brother DeJuan's call? Anybody? Going once, going twice. Okay, so Brother DeJuan, just tell us what you have coming up in the future. And please, if you have a message that you want to give to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, please do so at this time.
Yes, ma'am. Black Jaguar, the Revolutionary Tape 2-12-13, just got released on the 12th. It's available on thatpiffmixtapes.com, also on livemixtapes.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at brotherdewan.com. You can pick up the link from there. And just got more videos and things like that coming soon. And send the video to that.
Check out your videos. They're nice.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We're actually going to film a video to Muhammad Ranks at Muhammad Ma 75 in Las Vegas this weekend. So y'all look out for that, too. Hopefully it'll be ready for by Savior's Day. And I just want to give an original salute to Minister Farrakhan as well for holding it down for over 50 years and then no truth. And I take it on my mission to apply that same mentality to the hip-hop culture as it has the biggest power of influence over the universe today. And I feel like it's not going to just be me that's going to usher in this new age. It's us as a whole, inspired by the teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, guided by Mr. Louis Farrakhan. I just want to give a salute to Mr. Farrakhan and the entire Nation of Islam, MGT and FOI. Peace.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Original salute to you. Okay, well, Brother DeJuan, thank you for joining us. We are so honored to have had you here, and we are so honored and thankful that you shared your beautiful talent with us. And please stick around for the rest of the show.
Yes, ma'am. Pleasure is all mine.
Okay. All right. Now, the next person I'm going to bring up, he's been hiding, but now hiding time is over. Brother Frank, where are you, beloved?
Yes, ma'am.
Aleikum salam. Are you ready?
Give me a second. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Brother Frank is one of our spoken word artists from Chicago, Illinois. And Brother Frank, you going to spit something for us right quick?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
give me a second. Let me give me one second. Hold on.
Come on now. You didn't have days to practice. Stop playing.
Yes,
don't make me call you out.
This one I wrote this a while ago. This one is called Forever. His words is like that of a trumpet that travels like news. His words of wisdom like no other. His words is like music that soothes the soul within. Love and truth like Moses. He exposes the world of his shame like no other. His words is like medicine that soothes the heart. His words is like poetry filled with that of passion and that of peace. His words is like that of a whirlwind that travels at the speed of 1,037 miles per hour. I messed up. But I'm going to finish it. His words is like that of a song that travels his life. His words is like that of one of the flows. His words is like that. His name is Farrakhan. I got names messed up.
That's okay, brother. You know, let me explain something to everybody on the show. I don't care if you write a sentence. I don't care if you just sing just one, you know, lyric or whatever.
Right.
Know that you are talented. Know that you are beautiful. I want you to be confident in what you do. I want you to speak from the heart. I want you to be yourself because we love you and we appreciate the talents and qualities that you have. And so anything that we can do to enhance that, that is what we're here for. That's what our godfathers are for. That's what our queen mother, Connie, last day, songstress is for. She's not here with us tonight. But, you know, we have people here that can inspire you and that can teach you and help you move forward. So, brother, thank you for those beautiful words, because one thing I know for sure, they were definitely from the heart. We can't get that out of no book. We can only get that from you, Brother Frank. So thank you, beloved.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Absolutely beautiful. And I know you're going to come back at the end with your freestyle and you're going to have something else for us.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay.
And speaking of Godfathers, our Godfather, Brother Paul 13 is in the house. He just showed up. Assalamu alaikum, soldier.
How's the nation building movement family?
Oh, we are fine now that you're here.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
So what's going on, Brother Paul? Tell us what you've been doing in the studio and in the world and what you got coming up.
Well, in the studio right now, we've been in here knocking it out since Monday, trying to finish the mixtape for Savior's Day. Savior's Day is less than a week away, so we've been in here around the clock, banging them out. And there was one in particular that became one of my favorites off this upcoming project. And it's the one you have, Sister Gidget. You know, it's called Studio Gangster. And it was dear to me from the very start. You know, before it even became a song, when it just was lyrics being put on a paper to a beat. It was something that I knew was going to be special, but I had no idea that it was going to turn out to be as special as it became. It was never planned, but it ended up being a song with my son spitting a verse and my daughter singing the chorus. And this wasn't planned. When the song first came into conception, it wasn't even a thought that this would end up being a family affair type of record. And it's so hot that it's just more dear to me than I ever expected. And I hope y'all feel it.
Okay. All right, brother. We're going to play your song and we're going to come back and talk to you for a minute. All right?
Yes, ma'am, queen.
All right. So here we go. Studio Gangster by Brother Problem 13.
Yeah. Official Problem 13, father and son collabo.
That boy Clint.
Got my daughter Mimi on the hook.
What's up, Amira?
I guess you can call this a family affair. Go ahead and do that thing, baby girl.
You a hard studio gangster. You have to sing about it, front and hard, I really doubt it. You ain't really about it. You telling lies, homie. You not the type that I'd rather die while you lie to me.
Classic for my people's homie. Yeah. The Wolverine, Problem 13, I bring you lethal, homie. Sorry, crest the flag is lifted. Spit the tightest raps, I'm gifted. Flow is so swaggeristic. Garbage rap, I have to fix it. In the trash can with the maggots, close the bag and twist it. Cause all those lies are hard to swallow like a bag of biscuits. Everyone's a thug, nigga, drug dealer, gold killer. Stop living fantasies, you need to come more realer. Like a gorilla, I jump on the track and go bananas. I'm a Muslim on my FOI, soldier Santa. I bring the pain like alcohol on an open wound and make you feel the heat as if you caught a heat stroke in June. July or August, I'm the artist that you're counting on to bring the truth, not like these artists I've been counting on. Like J.J. Walker, you can call me Kid Dynamite. My rhyme ignites and blows up everything it finds in sight. I'm that type behind the mic, I'm shining bright like a blinding light. I knock your favorite rapper out, but I ain't trying to fight. I'm trying to end careers, message that I send is clear. Step to the fake studio gangster, your end is here.
You a hardcore studio gangster. You have to think about it, fighting hard, I really got it. You ain't really about it, you telling lies, homie. You're not the type that I could die, why you lie to me? You a hardcore studio gangster. You wanna be a blood, you wanna be a threat. You wanna be a thug with a fully loaded clip. But you ain't none of that, really make me wanna laugh.
We're talking goons, you don't wanna play with mine. I keep that nine on my side, pull that nationwide. I was born with struggle, and I was raised with crime.
Honestly, man, you could save it now. These blatant lies you telling to the world, it's uncalled for. And these people fall for it, thinking that you hardcore. They think that you Tupac, when really you Shamar Moore. Acting, planning out your neck. next shootout on the chalkboard.
Oh Lord.
See me, I'm not a gangster rapper, but I'm a gangster rapper. I battled them spitting daggers, so I just might shank a rapper. Then you a basic actor, lying to get famous after. Think you could see me on this mic, you got my size and came from laughter. Oh, you a gangster brother, type that always play your gutter. But once some real gangsters run up, you the one that's taking cover. You ain't around when it's time to pay the piper. You ain't no real gangster, you a designated driver.
You a hardcore studio gangster. You have to sing about it, frontin' hard, I really doubt it. You ain't really about it, you tellin' lies, homie. You not the type that ride or die, why you lie to me? You a hardcore studio gangster. You wanna be a blood, you wanna be a grip. You wanna be a thug with a fully loaded clip. But you ain't none of that.
Brother Alexander, that is beautiful. I love that song. You know I'm over here out of breath of time to dance.
But
how did it feel working with your very own babies, and your daughter's voice is amazing.
Praise be to Allah. And just for the record, she didn't need the auto-tune. She can blow. You know, she's on other CDs of mine. It's just that for the vibe of this record, we thought the auto-tune was going to be a nice addition to the sound.
Yes, sir. And so, what was your motivation behind Studio Gangster?
Studio Gangster. You know, the same motivation for Slaughterhouse, man. I'm just tired of, you know, I'm tired of this generation not knowing what real hip-hop is because they're being fed hip-hop from a machine that's trying to destroy them. So the hip-hop or rap music, because I don't even want to call it hip-hop, that's out of the day, is just, it's false music, it's false representation, and it's destructive, self-destructive, you know, degenerative culture that is being promoted to our youth through today's music, and these artists need to check themselves. So I'm going after them because they not really about it. You know, you feel me?
That's right.
Well, absolutely. But I want to know, you know, since you're out there kind of, and you're the father of 15 children, and how difficult has it been to steer them away from the negativity and introduce them more so to the more conscious hip-hop?
Well, sister, that question just tapped into I just realized just by you asking me that question that there is definitely a motivation, you know, so it kind of blew me away that you asked me that, because now that you asked me that, I realize the real motivation is seeing that degenerative culture being exposed and expunged by my children. So when I'm seeing my children, you know, for a while I was a single father with them. You know, well, I had seven of them, and it was just me and them. So I got to really see what was going on, and that's when I started noticing these rappers, these new rappers. I'm looking at them, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? You know what? I'm noticing because I'm seeing my children being, you know, they're noticing, and I don't like what they're noticing, you know. And that's what really inspired this. That's the real root of why I'm doing what I'm doing. I went to a Muslim convention, Holy Day of Atonement, and I seen junior FOIs. Well, I wouldn't even consider these junior FOIs, because once you're 16, 17, you ain't no junior no more. You know, and I seen these young brothers wearing these tight, you know, these suits that, you know, and I had to ask one brother, man, who's your leader, man? Is it Minister Farrakhan or is it Kanye West? We don't dress like that, man. We not male models from Paris. What is you doing? Have you ever seen Minister Farrakhan wearing a suit like that? Of course, the young brother didn't like how I came at him, but I came at him just how I would come at my own son, you know, because I see them all as my nephews and my niece. You feel me?
Right.
And he ain't like it, but that tapped something inside of me. When I came back from that holy day, that's when the slaughter began. That's when I started ripping these dudes on paper, and that's when the whole concept of my next mixtape and what's going to happen on the album, that's where it came from.
the scene affect my own babies, my own Junior F.O.Y. and Junior MGT, not to mention the lost time, our community.
So, in your opinion, Brother Alexander, and when I call him Brother Alexander sometimes, but we know him as Brother Prop 13, but in your opinion, what can we do better to put this conscious music on the front line?
Oh, man, that question is very difficult because the tools that you need to promote and market anything, you know, the devil owns those tools, you know. Master P came in and did what he did, and they said, we will never give another black man a deal like Master P. You understand what I'm saying? I heard stories of brothers like Irv Gotti meeting up with other brothers. I can't remember all the names right now, but they was talking about putting together their own thing to distribute, and they got squashed by these devils. So the tools you need for people to hear the conscious music, we don't have them. So we just got to grind, grind, grind. But I can't say grind, grind, grind as the answer, you know, to put this music on the forefront. It's just going to take, the reality is, it's going to take budget. It's going to take great minds that know this business and can maneuver through the snake without getting bit. You know, it's going to take, we got it all in the nation. So I guess the number one thing that it's going to take is unity. Because we got everything we need in our nation, everything, but we don't got no unity. We all trying to do our own thing.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing about it is that some of the music is so damaging. And what I was having a conversation with Sister Vanessa today is about how I look at it as an auction block. Because, you know, they take our creativity and they twist it and quirk it the way they want to. And then they put the highest bid on who is the trashiest or who is the nastiest or who is the most negative. And they pay them all the money, and when we come from nothing, you know, that looks good to us. When we're actually selling our souls and our pride and our dignity for a dollar, and at the same time, our neighborhoods and communities and our families are deteriorating. So we need to always strive to promote this type of music. So, Brother Pop, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for being a godfather to us. And I need you, if you were, I know you're in the studio, but I need you to stick around for a few minutes because we got a very special moment coming up. And I need you
to... See, I usually be on these block talks with my headphones anyway. I take the headphones out to talk. Whenever I'm not talking, I got the headphones on. And right now, my engineer's taking over the mix, so I got time to just lounge around with the headphones and listen to the show. You heard me?
Yes, sir. And before I turn it back over to Brother Arvin, I just want to welcome my personal, I call him my personal, engineer, my little brother, my friend, DJ Black Caesar is in the house. Your mic is live. DJ Black Caesar, come down front and center, give the audience some greetings or something. Let us hear from you, brother.
Thank you, Sister Gidget. Assalamu alaikum, everybody out there that's listening in. I appreciate you guys coming in on Sister Gidget's show tonight. And I just want to say, the brother that was just speaking, hey, man, I feel you, dude. I'm right there with you, man. So, you know, I feel you. I feel your pain. I feel your liveliness, man. I got, basically what I'm saying is I'm open up to you. Anything you need from me, you can come to me on my show every Wednesday night. We do the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. And you can most definitely be part of that show, my brother.
All right. Okay, we're getting some interference, so please, if you have some background noise, please mute your phones. Or if you're trying to listen to yourselves on computer, please just put it on mute. The show is archived. You can go back and listen to yourself later. And DJ Black Caesar, while you have us, while we have you with us, we know that you're not in the nation, so to speak, but you are a part of the nation, and you know that. So while you're here, is there a special message that you want to send out to the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, because he will be getting a copy of this show?
Yeah, you know what? I'm really digging it, man, and I do feel like I'm part of the nation villain. I mean, I know you say that I'm not. I know you say that I am, but I really feel like I'm part of the Nation of Islam now. The Islam lives within me. I praise Allah every day, so I can dig what you're saying. but give me a little bit more. I want more than that. Because, hey, when I die, I got to go to heaven like everybody else. Hopefully, I'll go to heaven. And, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to slide this, and I can't. I want to keep this one, but I want to keep this one blank and keep that one with you. I think you're talking to somebody else. Hold the pause. Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. Oh, okay, we can hear your other conversation. That's why we thought you was talking to us.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. My engineer, I'm sorry. Okay, no problem.
My
headphones is plugged in. I must not have them plugged in all the way in. My apologies to the show.
No problem. Okay. All right, go ahead, DJ Black Fever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Sister Gidget. Like I was saying, I feel like I'm a part of the Nation of Islam. I feel like you guys are like me. We're all family. We're all one. We're all trying to get to the same place. And based where to get there, if we praise Allah, and I just feel like it's going to happen for me just like it's going to happen for you guys. And I just want to say I thank you all for letting me in, and I thank Sister Gidget for a wonderful, wonderful greetings, putting me on like this, man, because she always makes my day. Sister Gidget is the bum. Hey, Minister Farrakhan, I'm digging you too, my brother. I've been checking out your stuff on YouTube. I'm kind of old school, so I'm checking out your stuff about the mother planes, and I've been checking out your interviews on the CBS News, and I've been checking out your interviews just about on every news channel, because you're a popular guy, man. You're really out there, and I'm also your friend on Twitter, but you never answer me, bum brother. You need to answer me, man. We need to talk, right? Minister Farrakhan, I'm going to give you a shout-out right now. Minister Farrakhan, I want you to shout me out on your Twitter. We never talk, my man. And I feel like you're a superstar, even though I know you're a man of God, you're a man of Allah. I feel like you're on top of it right now. You got everybody in the nation, in America, listening to what you got to say, and I'm one of them.
All praise is due to Allah. Thank you, DJ Black Caesar. Thank you for joining us tonight. And, of course, DJ Black Caesar is the host of DJ Black Caesar and Friends right here on Nation Building Network every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. So thank you for joining us tonight, DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Brother Arvind, you have somebody in the house that's come to join us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. AK-47 on the line. AK-47, you on the line? Well, maybe their call keeps dropping. But another sister Akilah Nahanda, she's actually on the line, but she's actually in India right now, and she's having some trouble connecting from India to over here. They're trying to charge her and everything, and, you know, they're messing up the internet and everything. So she hit me on Facebook and let me know what she said she's going to keep trying. So I let her know that I give her a special shout-out, and I'll play her music anyway. And maybe we'll get to connect with her later on in the show if she gets through. So she's over in India handling her business, doing her thing right now in India. Big shout-out to Sister Akilah Nahanda. So her song right here I'm about to play is called "That's in the World." Check it out, y'all.
KK on the beat. positive thinking. I praise the Lord for the moment, cause life is changing us once. And I dedicate all my moments to his higher purpose, a dire service, community reaching, and we're contemplation. I am because we are champions, one nation.
Hey.
Everything I do is supreme, cause I'm a queen. Ooh, I'm a champion for real. Everything I do, so don't haircut the deal. I conquer my mind and conquer my body all the time. Yeah, I think you ought to try to conquer your mind and conquer your body all the time. Yeah, I think we ought to try.
Texas,
which I think about her new song, Best in the World.
Now, let me ask you, hold on, Brother Arvins, because I'm going to ask Brother Vince Leonardo Bryan. Brother Vince, do you know who that is?
It's Sister, she sounds familiar. What was the name again?
Akilah Nahanda. Do you know whose baby that is?
Whose baby?
Sister Angela and Brother Dirt.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. And,
wow.
And I know people probably don't realize what we're talking about, but let's just go to show you, Brother, we're getting old, because I think Brother Leonardo and I both remember about the time that she was born. So,
right.
So she is... Wow, she's a full-grown, beautiful woman doing great things in film and in music, and I even heard her spit a rap. So, hey, she is awesome. She is an awesome talent. Okay, Brother Arvins, I just wanted to shock Brother Vince for a minute.
All right, that's great. That's great. Does anyone have any comments about the song?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Vince? It's Kadir, bro, letting you know I was here. Matter of fact, I was supposed to be working with Sister Akilah on a song called Young Revolutionary, but I look forward to doing that on her next mixtape. Sister's a beautiful sister. She has a beautiful voice. And that song, I actually didn't hear until tonight, but it just showed that she got it all the way through. I thought the song was tight, and that's something I bang in the car on my way to school or anyway, you know. Just letting y'all know her stuff is tight. Shout out to Keela.
That's what's up, man. Thanks for calling in, Kadil.
Yep.
I just want to say that I'm proud of her, and to see her grow from a beautiful baby to a mighty young woman and a beautiful, beautiful person, I am just so proud of her. I love all her work. So maybe I'm biased, but that's the way it is.
I don't think you're biased. I know, just listening to the song, I enjoy hearing a young woman, speaking from that side, the positivity, and I definitely enjoyed it. It's a breath of fresh air, I'll say that.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, Brother Arvins, you got anybody else on the line?
Yeah, Sister Connie, her call dropped, and trying to get back on, but I'm going to play her music. She just made a new song called Lucid, and this is from Sister Connie Muhammad. She's out of Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm going to play her new song right now. It's called Lucid. Check it out. It's real nice.
All right. Our godmother.
Oh,
All right. That one was called Lucid. That's by Sister Connie Muhammad out of Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to be the first to comment on that one. I think that one belongs on every radio station, commercial, private, whatever. That's a straight up smooth song, and it's jazzy and R&B at the same time, man. It's like anybody could feel that song right there. I really love that one. So what y'all think about that song, Lucy?
Oh, that's a beautiful song, man. She did good. There's instrumentals, the vocals, but mainly the instrumentals, it was off the chain. Very inspiring.
Good.
And I want to announce that Sister Connie is going to be in concert with the Feminine, I think it's the Feminine Project Music Showcase, the Rebirth of Hip Hop Soul. That's going to be March 3rd at 9 p.m. at the Lost Leaf in Phoenix, Arizona. So look, Sister Connie, Last Day Songstress, up and get the information for that concert if you're going to be in Phoenix in March.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Just wanted to say how much I love that. I wanted to put it on record that I love that song. That song is hot.
Thank you, Godfather. And I'm so glad you're here because I know we might have some more people coming on, but I'm going to go ahead and do this until they make, till they show up. I don't know if AK-47 is going to show. But I want you, Brother Alexander, a.k.a. Problem 13, to stand by. And I know my beloved Brother Vince has probably wondered why I waited till the last minute to get him. But I want him to come on and introduce himself. And then I'm going to share some information about him that he might not even know about himself. Okay? So come on, Brother Vince Leonardo Bryan, front and center, so to introduce yourself.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger. Thank you for raising up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and also leaving a reminder, a representation of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and a reminder and last chance to America, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Greet you in peace. Greet you all in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam,
sir. All right,
good.
Brother Leonardo, I call him Leonardo. I know you go by Vince Bryan. I'm going to have to break that habit. I just can't get Vince out sometimes. So come on, front and center, tell us something about yourself.
Well, just to make it clear, since I still go by Brother Leonardo Muhammad, I earned it, so I still keep it just for business purposes. As far as my government name, I just use that basically. Because people know me out in the streets as Vince Bryan or even Vince Most Wanted. But I'm loving the station, sister. I'm loving what y'all doing. Big ups to Brother Alexander. I wish he could have. I'm going to have to give him a night all by himself. I was really enjoying that, brother, and the words that he brought, you know, for us. So if he's still on the line, brother, salute. Really enjoyed you.
Yeah, he's still here.
I don't know if you heard me. But I know he's in the studio.
Yeah,
too,
I heard you, brother. I heard you. I'm sorry. I put my phone on mute besides putting in the headphones because of what happened earlier.
Okay.
When
did,
I take the headphones off and I talk into the phone, I forget that I also have it on mute. But I heard everything, big brother. And I appreciate your love.
Praise be to Allah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going
Let's talk.
Okay, so now let me just say this because I think Brother Leonardo is being kind of modest. But if you want to talk about legendary, Brother Leonardo, you were a part of the group Red Rum.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I know all of us in the nation remember Red Rum. When they were with the beach, me. And that's one of my favorite songs. So, you know, tell us, you know, about your longevity because you have so much history just with your career, and you have been doing this since forever. So,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, you can't come on here and be quiet and keep all that history and knowledge about this industry from us. So, come on, tell us about how you got started with Red Rum and tell us who you have evolved into and what you're doing now.
Thank you again, sister. The whole Red Rum thing started in the mosque. We all came up through the FOI together. I think two of the brothers was actually in my unit at the time when I was a lieutenant. And we just started talking one day and we figured out, hey, brother, we need to just bring this thing together just to capitalize on what Brother Alexander was talking about, unity. So we took that same concept and I think it was myself, Brother Marcus, Brother Mitchell, Brother Jared Muhammad, Muhammad 2G, big up to him. We got together and put a classic project together. I think you remember the song I was on, Mental Warfare, which was a definite banger. We wanted to get together. We wanted to take our talents and let the people know you can still be righteous and still be conscious and still get the people to come to Christ, who we know
good,
the real Christ.
Good.
So, is someone saying something?
No, I think you were just giving
you
an amen.
Brother, I was just being with you.
Oh, okay.
All praise be
to Allah. We got that together in the mosque, and, we did some shows. We got the word out there. And later on, a lot of people didn't know I was still technically attached to the devil as far as being in the military, so I had to go finish my bid with the devil. You can't serve in two militaries. And when I came back, I was back on it. Came back from three combat tours. I take that back, two combat tours, two in Iraq, and then we went over to the Horn of Africa. But even during that time, I was still representing the teachings. And here I am today. I'm working with Vanessa. She's going to come on a little bit later to tell you about what's going on with what we're doing, but still on the path. I mean, it's a little bit different out here in the South because it's a lot of foolishness here, too. Like the brothers say, it's a difference between hip-hop and rap, and a lot of these brothers got it twisted, so we fighting that same fight out here. It just so happened, myself and Sister Vanessa, we taking it to the streets and putting it in their face. It's nothing out here, you know what I'm saying? We riding for the truth, and that's what we're going to stand for in this day and time. So I'm going to get off my little pedestal because, I'll get started in a minute.
Well, that's what we want to hear, but I want to know what has kept you so driven all these years to stay on this path?
Well, if we understand what we were told from day one when we came through, whether it was through processing or whatever route we came through, our life, our death is all for Allah. I'm going to say that again. No matter what we're doing, whether we're in or out of the mosque, if we took that obligation, we took that oath, we still live by that today. Our life, our death is all for Allah. And that's what kept me. I mean, it's a lot of things that could have went down when I was overseas, but when the minister was traveling all overseas, making relationships, he was making that for a reason, it stopped a lot of bloodshed where I was at, based upon the strength, being FOI, being a Muslim. So that's what it is, sister. I mean, my faith in God and faith knowing that God will see us through, even in the midst of opposition. So,
yes, sir.
I'm still riding, sister. Ain't nothing changed. You know what I'm saying? I'm still doing it.
Yes, sir. And
ahead,
I want to say that
go
I am
ahead,
so,
go ahead.
I am so
I
very proud of you.
Well, sister, we say it ain't no me without we, but, it's a different mentality out here. And I tell brothers all the time, don't thank everybody in the South on that, that silly nonsense. We fighting for it, and we're vocal. I mean, you can see my YouTube page. You see me riding on them. I'm showing you my face because I want you to know who's the person talking to you.
That's right.
We sway on no level. We sway on no level, and that's how we all got to ride. But this thing will never work if we're not unified. You know, we can talk about unity all day, but if we ain't doing it, all it is you know, talking loud, saying nothing. So this
Come
is,
on.
You know, this, our unity, as the minister taught us, is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. Okay, let's stop talking about it. Let's do it. Let's take this thing by storm and restore what rightfully belongs to hip-hop and God's people.
Right. Okay. Yes, sir. Well, Brother Leonardo, I know you work with someone that's very special to you, and I had the blessing of meeting and talking with her today, and we're going to bring her up. But before we do that, and the reason why I want Brother Alexander here, Brother Alexander, are you with me?
Ma'am, you will see it in the building.
Well, you know, Brother Alexander. Brother Alexander, you know you are.
He's always here.
Okay.
He's here.
Yes, sir. Well, I want you to be right here because you know you are one of our godfathers.
Praise
and our godfathers are those, you know, those ones that are very special to us, who are in the game, who, you know, been around, who are just so professional and so astute at what they do. And so, Brother Leonardo, whether you like it or not, I think Sister Vanessa already knows, but we are making you one of our honorary godfathers tonight for all of your work and for all of the strength and the love and the passion that you put into your music and just for staying on this path. So we want to welcome you to the Nation Building Movement family. We want to welcome you to the, what they call it, the high-ranking official spot of being one of our godfathers tonight, and we hope that you will accept that position because we need your leadership, and the youngsters that come on here, they need your advice and your guidance, and we hope that you will accept that position from us, sir.
Sister, I'm very humbled to be even offered that position. All praise be to Allah, because it's not me. I'm just a vessel being used by Allah. But I accept that position, and all praise due to Allah. Thank y'all for even considering me, whether it's a position or not. I'm a position or not. I'm a work. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm humbled by that submission. Thank you to all of you who played a part in making that decision. All praise due to Allah.
Okay, so I mean that you and Brother Paul 13 and Brother Gat Turner and Brother K Reno, y'all got to be on it. Y'all got to raise these babies.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so you got somebody very special with you tonight, so why don't you introduce her?
When I say special, this sister and I, we have a lot of history. Just to give you a quick little tad bit of what's going on. Sister has an organization called Breaking the Label, so she's going to talk about it more. But it's a difference in you fighting and having a woman that fights exactly the same way you fight and still keep a feminine side. You understand what I'm saying? This sister has always been in the community. She has a history of working with different labels, real labels. And I don't want to steal her shine, but I really want her to touch a little bit on it. But the sister is a heavy sister, just like, you know, we all are, non-compromising. She just recently joined the Moz, going through the processing phase. So the sister is with it. Am I supposed to be introducing her, or are you going to do that part?
No, I'm going to let you introduce her.
Okay. Man, I'll be all day introducing this sister, but we're gonna bring to Law Talk Radio the illustrious Sister Vanessa Chosen. Y'all make sure y'all get at her on Twitter, or Facebook. She got the internet going crazy right now, so we're gonna bring her to the table. Receive Sister Vanessa Chosen, Marie. Let's receive her.
I'm gonna make
her
clean.
Wa alaikum
alaikum salam. Wa alaikum salam. I am so honored. You know, I'm over here right now just taken back because you did explain to me earlier that you were going to offer the Godfather position to Vince. So I'm really taken back, and I'm just thankful to even be on this call with y'all right now. So thank you for having me, and it was a blessing speaking with you earlier.
Oh, sister, the blessing was mine. Trust me. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I'll give a little background on me. Like Vince said, I started breaking the labels in 2009, but I started off in the industry in 1997 working for Swap House Records. And I worked with 8-Ball MJG, Mr. Mike, Tila, Crime Boss, Jazzy Faye, T-Mix, all kinds of people. I've worked with Diddy. I've worked with Rap-A-Lot. I worked with Ruthless Records. And we transitioned over to Universal. So I've seen the indie side of the business as well as the major side. And a lot of things that I learned there, I incorporate now. All praises due to Allah, we've been able to just make so many connections to where what we're doing can be effective. When I started breaking the labels, it was about tearing down walls, you know, in our community, bringing people together. And I realized that music is a medium and a vehicle to really accomplish that. And, you know, I thought one day, you know, music is being used against our kids right now, and it's the ingredients that's in the music. So if you change the ingredients, you can change the way that it affects the person that's receiving it. The same as if you're cooking food. If you change the ingredients in the food, it can be either good for your body or bad for your body. So that's really how I look at music. And Brother Vince, we met shortly after I started breaking the labels. Actually, in September, I started breaking the labels. In October, we met, and I instantly, the moment I heard his music, I was just praising God because I knew, I said, this is it. It was just a whole nother level, and it was really what I was looking for. And I instantly, upon hearing his music, I wrote my first blog for Breaking the Labels, and it was about him, and it was about his music. I had not met him, anything, but his music just really spoke to me. And so we've been on fire since then. We've been in the community. We've done so many events. We now have the radio station. We have distribution. It's amazing. And, you know, it's a blessing. And like Vince said, I'm out here fighting with him. And I don't think sometimes the artists realize, you know, the amount of time and energy that we really put into this movement and trying to help them, because by helping them and people who are like-minded, we're also helping our people. We're uplifting the community. So that's where I am.
Yes, ma'am, and we thank you, sister, because, you know, we need that. So why don't you tell us exactly what it is that you have that you can offer to young upcoming artists in terms of, you know, grading their music and in terms of getting their information out there? What can you do to help them?
Well, we there's a lot of different avenues. Like I said, we have the radio station. We're fully licensed, so we're licensed by ASCAP, BMI, TSAC, and Sound Exchange. So they get paid royalties, but there's a lot that goes into that that a lot of these artists don't know about, you know, as far as being signed up for SoundScan, so that when they do get their music played, they're able to get the royalties. I also teach them how to go in and put in their metadata, because that has to be in there in order for the system to recognize whose song it is, and teaching them the concepts on, you know, copywriting, everything. So we've been teaching them the business since we started this, and it's an ongoing process. And I will say now I'm kind of limiting myself to who I'm doing that with, and I want to do that with, like you said, these young people and people who are serious about making an impact with conscious music.
because that's really where we are and where we need to stay, and everybody is not of like mind, and we discussed that earlier, you know, in being in opposition, and I don't want to waste time being in opposition. So definitely we can help them with the music, with getting their music played. They're more than welcome to connect with me and contact me so that we can get them on the station, and I can coach them. I mean, I'm even willing to do a conference call with them so that I can coach them on, you know, the best way to get their music to us. And then also we can help them with distribution, because we have the distribution, and our distribution is to over 750 media outlets, and that's globally. So if they're trying to get their music out there, I definitely suggest the distribution, because it's, you know, it's a little bit better than CD Baby or somebody like that that they would go to. We also do mobile apps for the artists too, you know, in marketing, helping them learn how to get their exposure. So it's a lot. I've been blessed with the skills, and I don't mind sharing and helping them get to the next level.
So tell me, sister, how did you get involved in this process, and what's the motivation for what you do today?
You know, I'm going to tell you that this is, and I tell people this story, and I always have to reference it with, I do not smoke, but I had gone into, we had a layoff at my job, and I came home, and I was in my living room cleaning, and I'm listening to Bob Marley, and so, and he's talking about love and music and all this stuff, and I'm sleeping, and I'm thinking, I said, you know what, this is what I'm, because I was upset. You know, I made really good money at the university, and so I'm thinking, you know, maybe God is trying to tell me something right now. So I had to kind of step outside of myself, and that's when I began to hear that the enemy uses the music against us, and why can't you use that? It's kind of like the art of war. You have to understand your enemy's tools against you, and then you can use those same tools against them, but you change it in a positive way. And so that's how I got that recipe and ingredient type thing. You know, and so, you know, I look at my own children, and I've been working with kids in the community for a while. I have a nonprofit called Saving Our Children Foundation. And for me, if we don't get them, we lose. So we've got to get them, and they're so far out there right now. So my motivation is not only my own, but God's children, because he had to show me once through my own child. I almost lost her. If you can't love this one, and this is my child, then you can't love that one. And it was a lesson that was, you know, it instilled in me, and it's been there, and I haven't moved from that, because he said, these are all my children. I gave you this one in your care, but they're all mine. And so you have to be able to care and raise all of them, regardless if they came from you or not, because they're mine. And that's really my motivation. I want to see change. I want to see healing in our community and our families, just, you know, really being better. So when I hear music like the brothers, like he's got his kids on the music with him, that inspires me. You know, Vince, he really inspires me. He introduced me to the knowledge and the minister, and I tell you, I'm every day I'm blessed, and that's just how I feel. So I'm motivated in knowing that we really can make a change, and that this music can do that. And if we just all, like Ben said, we unify and we keep consistent with what we're doing, that unity is what's going to push us forward and bring hip-hop, true hip-hop, back to the scene. Because they call hip-hop something now that it isn't. Everything is hip-hop now, and it is really not. We know what hip-hop is, but these kids, most of them don't.
Yes, ma'am. So, excuse me. So, and if you had to give a personal message to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I'm going to come back and we're going to play Vince's song, and I'm going to let him give his message, what is it that you would like to say to him tonight?
Oh, my goodness. My personal message to the minister would be, I am thankful. I am grateful. Before I went to the mosque, I called Vince and I said, I want to go to the mosque. And he was faithful. He took me the next day, even though he couldn't get in. He stayed here with me. I had listened to a message that the minister preached at Malcolm X College, and he said something that was so important. He said, some of you, these things are already in you, and I'm talking to you and I'm telling you these things, but you recognize it because it's already in you. So I want to thank him for that message, because that message is what made me know that I was walking in the right direction by coming towards the knowledge, and I'm just very thankful.
Yes, ma'am. And so give us the information on how we can reach you, and then we're going to play a song from Brother Leonardo.
Okay, on Facebook, if they want to get me on Facebook, it's Vanessa Chosen Marie, and it's Chosen with a Z. Twitter, I'm Breaking the Labels, and it's B-R-E-A-K-N, the labels. The website for the radio station is www.breakitradioandbroadcasting.com. And if they go onto the website, there's a link at the top with instructions on how to submit music. It has my email address on there, which is breakingthelabels@gmail.com. I'm always on that email. You know, I have a private email as well, but I'm always on that email. So if anyone sends me questions or they want to talk to me, I will definitely, I'll respond back and provide them with my number. I won't put the number on here because I know sometimes people do the fool. So,
yes,
so they can definitely contact me on any of the social networks or through that email, and if they want to talk with me, I have no problem giving them my number.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and we're going to play Brother Leonardo's song, but before we do, Brother Leonardo, can you tell us the inspiration behind this song, that I'm an angel?
Okay, you said I'm an angel. Is that the one you're going to play?
Yes, that's the one you sent me.
Okay, I thought you had my other one, but that's this is a hot song. It's different. It's my shortest song that it's the shortest song I ever wrote, but it's the most powerful song. And the concept came from, you know, when the minister went worldwide, let them know about the mother planes and whatnot. You know, a lot of people laugh, and now that we're seeing them in droves and with witnesses, I decided to go ahead and address it, but put it in song form, along with, you know, talking a little bit about masonry. I am a Mason, and you know, I just kind of wanted to tie it in. It's actually a slideshow that goes with that particular song. And you want to let the listeners know, they can actually go check it on YouTube at on my channel. But yeah, I just took what I was thinking at the time and put it in rhyme form. You know, a lot of people say you can't be from the South rapping like that, as though we don't have knowledge out here. But you'll hear the song, you know, and you know, maybe since the song is short, I would like to break the song down after we're completed, if we do have time. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, here we go. Brother Leonardo Muhammad, I am an angel.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm-ud-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ibn Surat al-Rabbul Hakim. Surat al-Adina. I'm Hamza alayhim.
Steady my flow, I'm out of this world, it's something supernatural, extraterrestrial, living in the spiritual, physical form of lyrical, I'm never being you, cause it's a soul mathematics, I'm a god too, and see I'm God child, listed in the X-Files, rap's unexplained, I give life to the rap game, in touch with my ancestors, to bless us, with the power for the struggle, they love you, they never die in vain. See, I take the pain that came with this rap game. I even take the pain, I do it with a soft brain. Laughing at my enemies, watch them till they fall off. Tell me who's supreme now, when your body hauled off. These spots of Jesus like food for the soul. So let the God take control, because I'm guided and it's so hard to hide it. You ain't even in my zone, you best to just leave me alone. I'm an angel.
Got it by the color, protected by the power. Standing on the square every 24 hours. Quick with the power, he doubles with the war. Lyrically, soft and raw. I'm an angel, guided by the guard. Protected by the power, standing on the square every 24 hours. Quick with
devil's with the sword. Lyrics need self-death remorse. I'm an angel.
And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, every kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of the water. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. It's fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath and her fornication.
Guided by the guard, protected by the power, standing on the square every 24 hours, quick to devour, covered with the sword, lyrically, thus says the Lord. I'm an angel, guided by the guard, protected by the power, standing on the square every 24 hours, quick to devour, covered with the sword, lyrically, thus says the Lord. I'm an angel.
The song was short, but I love that song. That is so different, and it's so, how could I put it, intense, you know, and you open up in Arabic, which I still ain't learned how to speak, but don't tell nobody. But I love that song. So we're going to go to the listening audience. So somebody, come on, give us some comments. How you like that song, y'all?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. Yeah, that was flavor. That was flavor right there. You know, I would like to get an opportunity to hear that record outside of the Block Talk Radio, like hear it on the real system. Because I really want to hear that record real good. You know, it's hot.
I wanted to
tell you something right quick. I'm a little hurt. My heart a little broke. Nobody asked me to say nothing to the minister.
Well,
the minister is going to be on this.
Me either.
Well, because we're not through yet. We were going to say
My bad. I done ruined it. My bad. Let me just shut up. Let me put the headphones on. I'll come later,
family. Okay. So, Brother Leonardo, tell us what you got up and coming.
What I got up and coming? Did you want me to explain the song first or go and ask the question?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, I'm sorry. Absolutely. Yes, please explain it.
And like the brother said, that's one of those songs you got to actually hear away from the show to really do justice to it. But I'll just deal with the hook real quick. What I'm saying on the hook, I say, I'm guided by the God, protected by his power, standing on the square every 24 hours. Quick to devour the devil with the sword. Lyrically, thus said the Lord, I'm an angel. And you know, we're taught in the lessons, as far as being angels, we're not talking about, you know, no white man with a robe and wings. Angels are guided beings, which, you know, that's a lesson for another time. But that song, I just came out the box and just kind of try to tie in the whole X-Files talk that they were given and tied in with what we believe. We don't believe like what the, we don't call them UFOs, by the way, in the nation. We call them IFOs because we identify with who they are. So
come on, you better teach.
I'll be trying to steer away from that because I know we pressed for time, but maybe for another show I'll get into it. But that song is very powerful. I would really like everybody to go and check it out in its entirety and hear it.
Where can we check it out at, brother?
You could go to YouTube right now and type in Vince, B-I-N-C-E, last name Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Once again, Vince Bryant, I'm an angel. Vince Bryant, I'm an angel.
I'm going to definitely check that out tonight. And I wanted to tell you something regarding the comment you made. You know, Block Talk Radio is really the perfect stage because the system is not of that the quality to show off a good record. If it's popping on Block Talk, then you know it's in the system.
That's right. That's right, brother.
You know? And when you can fill a record over the phone with this kind of technology, you know you got a high record.
Oh,
no doubt.
Oh. Sister, thank you again. I got to get used to the grandfather. I'm still talking in FOI terms, Brother Alexander. But we know his position.
But I'm an FOI till I die, so you can talk to me in those terms anytime you want to. You heard me?
Yeah, yeah, buddy. Sister, to answer your question, what do we have going on? Because it's never just an odd thing with me. My next project is coming out. It's called North America. But you know, in the South, we got a slang. So I'm from the North side. So I'm saying North America. And that's, you know, basically just covering North, South, East, and West, the hills of North America, as we say in the teaching. We're getting ready for the big drop. I'm dealing with studio gangsters. I'm dealing with rappers who have compromised. I'm dealing with rappers in Houston who have compromised. I'm dealing with 97 Swine, The Box. I mean, these are different things that I'm addressing. Everybody who claimed to be a part of this mission, I'm calling you out. And that's just what it is. So you can't say you didn't know when you hear, you know, these words directly, like I'm going to give them to you in lyrical form. So basically, I'm just warring with the enemy. And, you know, I let the music speak for itself. That's just basically what it is. North America, this is what we're dealing with in this day and time, a mentality that has to be broken. And that's just what it is.
Okay, and if you had something, I can't even talk. Is there something that you want to say to the minister tonight?
Well, there's really nothing I can say to the minister. He'll be saying it to me. But if there was anything, we need to find out who's working down there in Chicago and get my form back to me, my paperwork, so I can get back to work. I got one call.
Go ahead and tell him that again, brother. You want to get back to this battle, right?
And I'm doing that in all humbleness because, you know, I respect rank and otherwise I could have skipped to the chain of command and just did my thing, but out of respect, I want to take it through the chain of command. I just want somebody to check out my letter. But Brother Minister, we riding for you. These streets are behind you, and all praise due to Allah for you still being here amongst us and riding for the cause. We love you, and if you need anything, we here. You know, some of your greatest followers, like Donald Black Muhammad, some of your greatest followers are in the streets. We ready. We ready. We just standing by for instruction. And we love you.
Oh, praises. You said that was a beautiful message, brother. And we're going to have some words from our beloved brother and one of our godfathers, Brother Alexander. I think his name is Alexander Abdul Aziz Muhammad, better known as Prop King.
Yes, praise be to Allah.
Any words to the minister tonight?
Well, wow. There's really nothing I can say to show my gratitude. There's no many thank yous I can give to show how appreciative I am for him standing up in 1978 to rebuild the nation. Because, you know, of course, without a question, I'm grateful for Allah even considering to intervene in our affairs and the person of Master Farah Muhammad. And, of course, everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and those pioneers that were there with him in the genesis of his nation, everything that he, the exalted Christ, endured, I could never be thankful for that. But if it wasn't for, I could never not be thankful for that. But if it wasn't for Minister Farrakhan standing up in 1978, I wouldn't even know nothing of nothing. And there's nothing I have to say. I have to say thank you for it. I'd have to say it for 1,000 years. And it still wouldn't be enough. And I'm grateful. And I praise Allah and thank Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his servant to us. You know, his comforter in a time when he knew we would need comfort. His reminder in a time when he knew we would have to be reminded. He sent us one. And there is none but Allah and his Christ greater in my eyes. than the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, and I thank you for being that man. Because if you wasn't that man, I wouldn't be the man I am right now. Praise be to Allah.
Preach.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, listen, y'all. We got 5 minutes. And you know we running behind, but we never ever close the show without our freestyle moment. So we're going to give everybody 1 minute. We're going to start with Brother DeJuan, who has been laying back in the wings all quiet. He thought I forgot about him, but come on front and center, soldier.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. Freestyle.
This is poetry in motion with sound waves. I'll just let it flow like an ocean. Antagonized world, I'm inorganically detached. I bet you never thought you'd see your alien that raps. Now, up until now, was in the world of triple darkness. Now, let there be light on the mic, I'm an arsonist. In the form of my self-created man, the flow hot. That's why they call my offspring my fans. Permitted by a law, the world is putty in my hands. Ceramics, motivated by righteous dynamics. I cut the negatives off like an aneurysm. Develop self-discipline and good mannerisms. Allahu Akbar, 360 degrees, the Lord of the world of the God MCs. If I'm a dead man walking, no regrets. And if I die, then I'm just another Malcolm X. I wish you would doubt me, open your Bible. Isaiah wrote a book about me. I'll be in the heat of battle, it's all mental. The aftermath gets manifested through my physical reality. They still caught up in that fiction, in a world of aberration, self-contradiction. I give them knowledge of themselves. You ain't under my spell, then you must be overwhelmed. Game over. When I'm prayed up, it's like I ain't sober. Natural high, up before the sun, no hangover. I make them pay attention like it's charity. It's your day of judgment, my moment of clarity. I'm scientific with these lyrics. These ain't metaphors, this is more metaphysics. If I'm a dead man walking, no regrets. And if I die, then I'm just another Malcolm X. Peace.
All right, brother, that was hot. I like the way you rock that out. All right, listen, we're going to have Brother Frank, are you still with us? Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I dream of a world without of peace, where there is love and joy. Fear was freedom and truth. I dream of a world where there is greed, where greed is no longer, and the boundaries of the earth is shared like morning rain over the sounds of African drums. I dream of a world where smiles ring out over the mountains high, where the skies are filled with evening mist. I dream of a world overlooking the purple moon, where wisdom rings out like that of light and truth. I dream of a world where there's peace and love like Moses. And I thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for teaching us. May Allah be with you. Have a safe day. And I love you.
Thank you, Brother Frank. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Brother Leonardo.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, bust us out of freestyle, soldier.
You know, I'm freestyle. I'm a writer of writers, but let's see. In the name of God, proper name of law, the beneficent. Yeah, I bear witness. There is only one God, Master Farad, Muhammad. Stay tuned, because soon he going to be coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. In a twinkling of his eyes, getting all his people. Thanking God for another day. I wash my face, then I pray. 5 a.m, then I'm on my way. I thank Allah for another day. With the breath of life in me, give me strength and please, Lord, send me a sign to let me know you got me in these times. Even when I go astray, you keep me back in line. That's the type of love only you can provide. Let me abide, indeed, so the whole world will see who you be. North America comes soon, 2013, you heard?
All right. Okay. That was hot. I like that.
Cool.
Okay. All right, come on. We got Godfather, Proverbs 13. I know you're going to bust us one.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, fam.
This is
some lyrics off something I just finished recording. So, being that I just came out of the booth recording this for this upcoming mixtape,
then I'm going to go ahead and spit this right here. For 3.5 years, Elijah was taught by God. Then Pharaoh disappeared and left Elijah in charge. Then Elijah became the messenger of Allah. He was known as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad the All. Only went to the third grade of the devil's education. But with what Master Pharaoh taught him, Elijah built a nation. The little black man from Macon, Georgia. He took what God gave him and he paid it forward. He's the Lamb of God representing God in the flesh. He named Cassius Muhammad and gave Malcolm his X.